This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witts. I'm grateful to Dick Innes for some thoughts today about this term we call self-talk. You're not what you think you are, but what you think you are. Now, that's probably a tongue-in-cheek statement, isn't it? Perhaps we could better say it by putting it this way. You are not what you think you are, but what you think you are. And that comes from the Bible, actually, because about 3,000 years ago, the writer of the Proverbs put it probably in the best way. He said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So I'm talking about our thought life, or self-talk is another way of putting it. It's like a rudder to a ship, because what you think in your mind directs and controls every decision and the actions that we take. And while we talk to ourselves, they say, at a rate of somewhere between 700 to 1300 words a minute, a mind can only dwell on one thought at a time, and that's the thought that controls us. So what is it that controls your life at this time in your life? So the more we think about anything with feeling, the more we're likely to act on it. As others have said, what the mind dwells on, the body acts on. So it sort of makes sense, doesn't it? And we think about temptation. A thought comes to mind that tells us we want something, but we know quite well that it's wrong, we shouldn't do it. We think about it, our emotions get hooked into it, and we have strong feelings about it. So we think and think about it, we could dismiss the thought, or we end up acting on it. In other words, if I consistently think healthy thoughts, I will act in a healthy and positive manner. But then again, if I don't have those healthy thoughts, if I'm thinking negatively, it stands to reason that I'll end up acting in an unhealthy and negative manner. So I think it's an important thing to master my self-talk. In other words, what is it that I'm thinking? And if I can do that, if I can change my life, that'll be great, by changing my self-talk. And of course, this is something that is very difficult for some people. It may not be easy, but we can learn to be a whole people as we try to master this self-talk. So of course, we know that unresolved problems can sometimes be a part of this problem. If I have a toothache, telling myself I don't have a problem, of course, is not going to do anything about it. I have to go and do something. That's really denial, isn't it? Denying that we have a problem. The positive thinking will say, yes, I have a toothache. I really have to make an appointment to see that dentist, whether I want to, whether I don't. If I have trouble with guilt or false guilt, or I feel responsible for things go wrong, the consequence of that is that I'll be forever jumping to wrong conclusions. I heard about a three-year-old boy who was with his mother in the supermarket. When an earthquake hit, the shelves were shaking, the items were falling on the floor, and she ran and picked up her little boy in her arms, and she ran out of the store. And the little boy said, "What did I touch, Mummy?" Well, of course, self-talk is in our life like a rudder to a ship, but we don't have to take all the blame for everything. So if I have a poor self-image, if I don't think very positively about myself, then there can be faulty actions as well. If I believe I'm not a lovable person, I'll tell everybody that I'm not any good. Nobody loves me. And I'll sort of set myself up for what we call rejection, that people are going to reject me. If I feel like I'm a failure, I'll tell myself that I am. So if I'm going to master my thought life, I'm going to face up to my problems realistically, I need to be able to resolve them. And as I mentioned before, I think it's important to realize not to jump to conclusions. And that's something that we do from time to time. We need to get to know the facts. Because someone feels something is right, they tell themselves it must be. Although feelings are always valid, they tell us what's going inside of us, not really what's going on the outside. So sometimes feelings can be wrong. We can misinterpret what's really happening because of the way we feel. Of course, we can ask God. There's a verse in the Bible says, take captive every thought and make it obedient to God. What a great idea to be able to allow God to come into our life, to take our thoughts, and to improve that self-talk and that image. Well, thank you, dear Lord, that your thoughts are bigger than ours. We can turn to you, Lord, at all times. Help us, Lord, to conquer our fears. Help us to know that we are someone important because we belong to you. Amen.